Here's your KNDY Weather Eye forecast, powered by WeatherLNG.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, expecting mostly cloudy skies, along with a slight chance for some light snow showers. Could mix with some sleet at times, with those high temperatures reaching the upper 20s. Then for tonight, mostly cloudy, a low of 13. For your Tuesday, snow in the forecast could pick up around 2 to 3 inches of accumulation in the upper teens. I'm meteorologist Michael Caro. Right now, 16 degrees.
Do you consistently have problems with your home Wi-Fi connection? Let Blue Valley Telecommunications help with our Managed Wi-Fi program. With Blue Valley's Managed Wi-Fi, technicians will provide you with a robust router, identify the best location for your router, and help configure all your devices to have the best experience possible. If your router malfunctions, we'll even replace it for free. Plus, we offer 24/7 technical support to manage and update your router, all for a small monthly charge. To learn more about Blue Valley's Managed Wi-Fi program, visit our website at bluevalley.net or call us today.
Did you know that Purple Wave sells thousands of pieces of ag equipment, construction equipment, and vehicles at no reserve auction each month? That's right. All items sell to the highest bidders, regardless of price, with no reserves and no gimmicks. At purplewave.com, you'll find the equipment you're looking for, along with detailed pictures, descriptions, and internet bidding. Visit purplewave.com to start bidding anytime, anywhere, with Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
This is an ag business update powered by AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers, the Association of Equipment Manufacturers and the Equipment Dealers Association, announcing a new industry commitment to giving farmers and ranchers the right to repair their machines. The commitment aims to provide a comprehensive set of service information tools for tractors and combines put into service by model year 2021. A set of principles released with the announcement outlines the tools the initiative will make available through authorized dealers to allow farmers and ranchers to perform basic service, maintenance, and repairs on their equipment. Those principles include manuals, product guides, and service demonstrations, onboard diagnostics, and diagnostic tools. AEM President Denny Slater said the initiative will provide customers with common sense solutions they've asked for to help them make simple repairs. The two organizations have also launched a website, r2solutions.org, where farmers and ranchers can find more information. Well, growing drought in the U.S. Southern Plains is again threatening cattle production. As the cattle industry meets in Phoenix this week at the 2018 Cattle Industry Convention, one market analyst is suggesting the slowing pace of the herd growth is repercussions from dry conditions in the southern plains. Drought in the region contributed to the smallest rise in the nation's cattle production in 3 years, and according to government data. Allendale analyst Rich Nelson said the report implies that the U.S. is trying to rein in herd growth and current herd expansion could stop by 2020. Insufficient moisture in parts of Texas and Oklahoma, along with areas of persistent dryness in the northern plains, hurt winter wheat grazing pastures for cattle, forcing more of them onto commercial feedlots earlier than planned. The most recent drought monitor shows all of Oklahoma and nearly all of Texas, portions of southern Kansas, in a classified drought. Reliable and relevant, we're AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
New Frontier Ag in Imperial and McCook, Nebraska is changing the way you sell your used farm and construction equipment. Don't take your chances at the absolute auctions or the low offers that are offered on your equipment when asked to trade it in. Let New Frontier Ag sell it for you. With nationwide advertising, ability to finance your equipment for the new buyers, and nationwide transportation, New Frontier Ag offers the seller and buyer premium services at lower rates than what the auction charges. One top dollar for your used equipment? Call New Frontier Ag at 308-340-8989.
If you're in the ag business, you need a financial partner that understands it. We have years of ag business experience, but we make an extra effort to get to know your operation. We make all our loan decisions locally and even offer on-farm visits to learn your business firsthand. We know ag business, your business. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
We're just making a living.
Mid-America Network News. A former Lawrence police officer accused of punching a man in the face during a domestic dispute investigation has been granted diversion. The Lawrence Journal-World reports that Douglas County District Attorney's Office has approved a 2-year diversion for Frank McClelland. He was charged with one count of misdemeanor battery stemming from the 2016 incident. The agreement requires McClelland to write a letter of apology, complete 20 hours of community service, and submit to a psychological exam. McClelland is also barred from working as a law enforcement officer for the duration expiration of the agreement. Kansas Governor Jeff Collier is likely to keep some of the former Governor Brownback's most prominent policy stances in spite of promising a new day when he took office last week. Like Brownback, Republican Collier is a strong abortion opponent and a gun rights supporter. He has suggested agreement with Brownback's views on social services and expanding Medicaid. From the Wichita RV News Desk, I'm Stephanie Austin.
When you run a growing business, you wear a lot of hats. The I ordered it hat, the Mr. Fix-It hat, the it's taken care of because I handled it hat, my favorite hat, my I received an order from Granger hat. I look my best in that one. Granger's got the products I need and gets me them when I need them, no matter what hat I'm wearing that day. You know what? I love Granger. You know why? Because Granger's got my back. Call clickgranger.com or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Dance to your own beat this Valentine's Day. Purchase $699 or more at Helzberg Diamonds and get a free Mega Blast waterproof speaker plus power-up charger with built-in Amazon Alexa, a $339.98 value. Helzberg quality, style, and selection make it easy to find that perfect something, and this incredible speaker makes it a blast. So hurry into Helzberg Diamonds and dance out with this unbeatable offer while supplies last.
Some Kansas mental health professionals say they're being pressured to release notes from therapy sessions with their patients. The therapists say Blue Cross Blue Shield of Kansas and its subcontractor, New Directional Behavioral Health, are demanding the notes. The Kansas City Star reports the insurance company says it's auditing only a few high-cost providers to determine if the services given to patients match what was billed. Psychologist Susan Iman of Lawrence said she refused to turn over her notes and she was forced to pay back thousands of dollars in Blue Cross Blue Shield reimbursements. Supporters of a Kansas chemistry instructor hope that immigration officials will be lenient because he has lived in the U.S. for 30 years without any problems and he has a family. The Kansas City Star reports that 55-year-old Saeed Ahmed Jamal was arrested in Lawrence on January 24th. Jamal, who is from Bangladesh, arrived in the U.S. in 1987 to study at the University of Kansas. Officials say Jamal lost an appeal of a removal order 4 years ago. From the Wichita RV News Desk, I'm Stephanie Austin.
You live here, work here, and drive here. Why would you trust your auto insurance to someone who is not here? Here at Blue Valley Insurance, we understand the challenges drivers in Kansas face. We know your friends and your neighbors. We are your neighbors. We have offices in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville to provide the right coverage to meet all your auto insurance needs. So come in and talk to a neighbor, a friend, your friend in the auto insurance business, Blue Valley Insurance.
Mid-America Network News. Some Nebraska residents could see their health insurance premiums spike in future years now that Congress has effectively repealed a legal requirement to have coverage. The so-called individual mandate was ended under the Republican congressional tax plan signed by President Trump, who called it the core of disastrous Obamacare in his State of the Union speech last week. Upgrades are on the horizon at Omaha's Epley Airfield as it nears capacity following its busiest year ever. The Omaha World Herald reports that about 4.6 million people traveled through the airport last year. That's up 6% from 2016. This is the airport's fourth consecutive year of growth. ATV safety courses are being offered across Nebraska this spring, and they're aimed at reducing the number of injuries related to the popular vehicles that farmers and ranchers often use. Last year, there were over 500 emergency room visits related to ATV accidents. From the Wichita RV News Desk, I'm Stephanie Austin.
Sophisticated guest rooms, intimate lounge, distinctive event space. The Bluemont Hotel was designed to exceed the expectations for a variety of guests. Enjoy their indoor pool, complimentary breakfast, and ease of access to K-State and Aggieville. Or plan your next meeting and event and enjoy services of local caterers. The Bluemont Hotel features a number of standard suite-style guest rooms to make your stay in Manhattan the best experience possible. Book today at BluemontHotel.com.
There's one thing that will never change. Our country will always depend on farmers and the food they raise. That's why it's so important to recognize the young men and women of the future farmers of America. These young adults are the people who will be responsible for feeding the world, and FFA is one of the few organizations in the country that teach, train, and instruct our youth in how to efficiently and effectively raise the food that feeds the world. Let's together recognize our future farmers of America and the community that supports their efforts. FFA appreciation brought to you in part by Circle H Center Pivot Repair.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners met last Monday and approved a 1-inch asphalt overlay project to be completed this summer or this fall. The roads overlaid would be Pheasant Road from Highway 99 to Winifred, 4th Road North, just over 2 miles, and Cyclone Road from 8th Road to Highway 77. A motion was approved for the project to be completed by October 15th, not to exceed 9.6 miles. The work to be done by Hall Brothers of Marysville, not to exceed a cost of $633,000. Washington County Commissioners met last Monday and discussed the 10-year 100% tax abatement requested by Central Valley Ag for a proposed new grain storage and truck handling facility near the Washington County Airport. Commissioners had heard constituent feedback not in favor of the request, with some concern that the county not risk losing the CVA facility. Opinions also reflected the fact the construction would not be expected to net additional new jobs. The 10-year abatement appears out of a question from commissioners' comments, who then reflected that a shorter period of exemption may be something to consider. Currently, the Neighborhood Revitalization Program calls for a 3-year exemption. No action was taken on the matter, which will be discussed further. Sheriff Justin Cordry advised that Washington County had housed 381 inmates from 6 outside counties in 2017, generating in excess of $400,000. 120 inmates were from Washington County, 146 from Gage County, 29 from Marshall County. State Department of Corrections housed 47, with 27 from Saline County. The average stay was just over a month. He was asked to return with costs involved for labor and expenses. The Area Agency on Aging has reported difficulty in finding volunteers to serve on their board representing Washington County. Tim Mueller will serve 1 year and Gary Ouellette the year following. After discussion, Christy Metz was hired as Environmental Science Secretary. Nemahal County Commissioners did not meet this past week and will meet February 5th. Gage County Board of Supervisors will hold a public hearing on the long-range road and bridge plans February 14th. 29 projects are slated for 2018, with 30 outlined for future years. These 1- and 6-year plans will be submitted to the Nebraska Department of Transportation. A large upcoming project this spring is replacing the asphalt road north of Odell. Work is to begin in April with a detour during 2 months of construction, routing traffic to Nebraska Highways 8 and 112. Darlene Angels, age 83, of Marysville, passed away Friday. Funeral service Tuesday, 11 a.m. at Mount Calvary Lutheran Church, Marysville, Maryland, the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Monday, 10 until 9. Family will receive friends Monday from 5 until 7 at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Darlene Angels. Norman Severn, age 90, of Overland Park, formerly of Marysville, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Friday, 11 a.m. at First Christian Church, Marysville, burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 10 until 9. Family will receive friends Thursday from 5 until 7 at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Norm Severance.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Frank Stagenborg is doing jewelry repair. Over 20 years experience with all types of jewelry, and he'll replace watch batteries. He's in back of the former Ackerman Jewelers, 821 Center across from the Astro Theater, and open Mondays from 2 until 7 p.m. Frank's Jewelry Repair, 562-8047, open Mondays 2 until 7.
This is Robert McInerney. Since Regina and I established Cornerstone Granite nearly 15 years ago, it's been our goal to provide outstanding customer service and satisfaction and to build lasting relationships with our friends and neighbors. We're proud to call this our home, all while serving our local community. Always feel free to stop by and see us on Highway 36 in Home City or find us online at cornerstonegraniteMemorials.com for all your memorial needs. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
Here's your KNDY Weather Eye forecast, powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeastern Nebraska. For this afternoon, as a trough of low pressure continues to work on through, can't rule out a chance for light wintry mix of some snow showers and areas of sleet across the area, with those high temperatures looking to stay confined to the upper 20s by this afternoon, then staying dry for tonight. Another shot at some snow, though, for your Tuesday, with some accumulations expected to the tune of around 2 to 3 inches there for your Tuesday. We're back in the upper 20s. teens for highs, but improving conditions Wednesday and into your Thursday. Lots of sunshine Wednesday, upper 20s, and even some low 40s Thursday. Taking a closer look at your forecast for this afternoon, mostly cloudy skies with a slight chance for some snow showers. Could mix with some sleet at times early on, with high temperatures reaching the upper 20s. Then for tonight, mostly cloudy, low of 13. For your Tuesday, snow in the forecast could pick up around 2 to 3 inches of accumulation in the upper teens. I'm meteorologist Michael Carroll.
To be successful in agriculture today, you need to have all your ducks in a row. We can help you do that. Our ag lenders know their business and they're local. They can work with you to establish the loans and lines of credit you need to get the job done. Because we make our decisions locally, we give quick service on loans. Stop by, see us, and get all your ducks in a row. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
Couple inches of new snow fell Sunday. Average high temperature early February 42. Record high on this date 74 in 1946. The average low 21. Record low 13 below was set in 1905. Sunset this evening 5:48. Sunrise in the morning 7:25.
Parsley is the world's most popular herb, and not just because it looks nice on your mashed potatoes. More about the agreeable garnish today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
I'm Tim Franklin, a farmer from Goodland, Kansas.
I'm Scott Thelman, and this is Juniper Hill Farms.
I'm Sarah Scott, a rancher from Montgomery County, Kansas.
I'm Derek Sawyer, and I'm a fourth-generation Kansas farmer.
And I'm Katie Sawyer, a journalist and publicist for our family farm, Sawyer Land and Cattle.
People around the country rely on Kansas agriculture to feed their families. Wouldn't it be nice to meet the faces behind your food? Now you can. Kansas Farm Bureau is taking you behind the scenes to meet the next generation of Kansas farmers and ranchers, and their stories might surprise you. From learning the ropes as a first-generation farmer to using new technology to save money and the environment, these folks are truly game changers. To see their full stories, visit KansasLivingMagazine.com/meetafarmer. That's KansasLivingMagazine.com/meetafarmer.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, February 5th, the 36th day of the year. Baseball's Hammer and Hank Aaron has a birthday, and the city of Phoenix, Arizona was incorporated on this day in 1881. If you only think of parsley as a garnish on your restaurant plate, well, maybe you don't know much about parsley. It's been used for centuries to soothe insect stings, improve skin tone, and aid digestion. It's been used in folk remedies for everything from hair loss to treating bruises. And the herb's high chlorophyll content makes it a good odor absorber. Chew on a sprig to tame garlic breath. If you plan on adding it to your springtime garden, pots or planters are the best option. Then you can move out of summer heat, which can make it bitter. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. To learn more, check out the gardening tips at almanac.com.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Monday. West Virginia ended a three-game losing streak, beating Kansas State 89-51 on Saturday. James Beadle Bolden added 13 points in his first career start. Teddy Allen had 12 points off the bench, and West Harris had 10 for West Virginia, who's now 17-6, 6-5 in the Big 12. Dean Wade scored 17 points, and Xavier Sneed had 16 for K-State. K-State's record now 16-7, 5-5 in the Big 12. K-State set to play at Texas on Wednesday. Oklahoma State beat 7th-ranked Kansas 84-79 on Saturday. It was the Jayhawks' third loss in Allen Fieldhouse. Udoka Azubuike had 20 points, and Devontae Graham and Svi Mikaeluk added 17 apiece. It's KU versus TCU tomorrow night. Mid-America Network Sports.
All right, F-150 Radio. Today, the new 2018 Ford F-150. It doesn't just raise the bar, it is the bar. Eugene.
Hey, I got a store that sells exclusively bar-raising merchandise, like a calendar with an extra month.
An extra month?
Extrabuary. It has 32 days.
Well, the new 2018 F-150 raises the bar with auto start-stop standard on all engines and an available 10-speed transmission.
How about tissues that blow your nose for you?
The new 2018 Ford F-150. It doesn't just raise the bar, it is the bar.
The big one is back.
back. It's the 52nd annual Triumph of Ag Expo Wednesday and Thursday, February 28th and March 1st in Omaha, Nebraska. See over 900 exhibits spread over 200,000 square feet of indoor comfort, farm equipment, supplies, services, plus tools and ideas for your farming operation. Seminars, crafts, and indoor prizes, plus antique tractors and equipment. It's all at the 52nd annual Triumph of Ag Expo, CenturyLink Center in Omaha, Nebraska, February 28th and March 1st. And there's still time to sign up for a booth. Call the Triumph of Ag Expo or go online to showofficeonline.com.
Topeka native and former University of Kansas golfer Gary Woodland beat Wichita native Ches Reavy with a par on the first hole of a playoff Sunday in the Waste Management Phoenix Open. Woodland birdied three of the last four holes for a 7-under 64 to finish at 18-under 266 at the TPC Scottsdale. Houston outscored Wichita State 26-11 in the third quarter to erase a halftime deficit en route to a 73-62 win Saturday afternoon at Charles Koch Arena in Wichita. Wichita State, now 10-14, 5-5 in the AAC, dropped its second straight game after a season-high five-game winning streak and fell to 0-4 all-time versus Houston. The Shockers finished the game shooting 37%. Houston, now 18-6, 7-3 in AAC conference play, picked up its third straight victory in the win. Mid-American Network Sports.
High school basketball action Friday. In girls play, Marysville took Abilene 42-37. Clay Center beat Council Grove 51-44. Wamego over Osage City 58-27. Chapman took Southeast of Saline 45-23. Valley Heights girls beat Mission Valley 67-49. Hanover topped Frankfort 56-40. Washington County over Axtell 47-38. Lynn girls over Troy 52-26. Centralia beat Onega 55-17. In boys play, Marysville took Abilene 65-60. Clay Center down Council Grove 58-55. Osage City trimmed Wamego 49-47. Southeast of Saline over Chapman 56-50. Valley Heights boys beat Mission Valley 51-47. Hanover took Frankfort 50-29. Axtell beat Washington County 70-61. Troy over Lynn 69-63. And Centralia beat Onega 39-26.
Marysville Bulldogs took a pair from Abilene in North Central Kansas League play on Friday. Marysville girls held on for a 47-32 win, holding Abilene scoreless 16-0 in the opening quarter. Marysville led by Sidney Payshaw with 22 points. Sammy Bartle finishes in 8 of those in the second half. Lady Bulldogs improved to 11-3, 5-1, evening their season series with Abilene, paced by Sidney Burton with 14 points. Cowgirls fall to 10-5, 4-3. Marysville 47, Abilene 32 in girls play. Marysville boys led all the way, but Abilene kept fighting back. Final 65-60. Bulldog led by Gabe Heschel with 20 points. Reserve Jacob Badges had a strong night with 17. Marysville hitting 8 of 12 free throws in the fourth quarter and 12 three-point buckets on the evening. 8 in the first half by 6 different Bulldogs. Abilene led scoring by Tucker Robbins with 18. Travis Beach 13. Preston Boyd scored 12. Marysville improves to 12-2, 4-2. Abilene falls to 10-5, 6-1, their first league loss, and it's split season series between the two. Marysville 65, Abilene 60 in boys' play. Bulldogs back on the road Tuesday at Rock Creek. Reporting for KNDY Sports, I'm Bruce Dierke.
Abilene and Marysville finish 1-2 in the Phillipsburg Invitational Saturday. Abilene with 148.5, Marysville 146. Then Hoxie with 89.5 points. Marysville defeated Abilene, wrapping up the North Central Kansas League Championship a week earlier. Slupionic wins a championship. Runner-ups to Cap and Crownover. Consolation championships to Ackerman, Shampoo, Hornbeek, and Parker. Fourth place finish to Snelling's, Cromie, and Lindhorst at Phillipsburg Saturday.
Add some color and flavor to your container and gardens with two All-America Selections 2018 National Pepper winners. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. You'll enjoy the sweet and moderately spicy flavor of Red Ember cayenne pepper. You'll be enjoying the flavor sooner than other cayenne peppers as it begins producing in about 75 days from transplant. This medium-sized pepper plant produces large, thick-walled cayenne peppers the judges found tastier than other varieties currently on the market. Grow Roulette Habanero Pepper if you like the acorn shape, red color, and citrusy flavor of habaneros but want to skip the heat. One All-America Selections judge reported these early fruiting, high-yielding plants produce 10 to 11 uniform red peppers at a time with a total yield of 100 peppers from one plant. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Have insects such as aphids or fungus gnats invaded your plants? Fight back with Summit Year-Round Spray Oil and Summit Mosquito Bits. Organic Summit Year-Round Spray Oil kills insect pests on indoor and outdoor plants. All natural Summit Mosquito Bits kill fungus gnat larvae in container plants. Both products are harmless to people, pets, and wildlife. Summit Year-Round Spray Oil and Summit Mosquito Bits are available at garden centers, hardware stores, and at SummitResponsibleSolutions.com. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD series can help. As host of the series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The Four Great Courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD sets cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit MelindaMyers.com for more details.
There's a chance you've heard of Milan, Indiana, but many of you have not. Or maybe you did, but you know it by a different name. For if you have watched one very well-known sports movie, then you may know this town as Hickory. We'll go there on this edition of the American Countryside. You've heard me talking about our American Countryside trip to Italy, August 8th through the 17th. And you can still get great pricing on the adventure that includes Rome, Florence, and Venice. We'll see the Colosseum, the canals, rolling hills, and sprawling vineyards, and much more. Just click the link at AmericanCountryside.com for details or give Colette Travel a call at 800-581-8942. That's 581-8942. And mention American Countryside's Reflections of Italy tour. You can still get great pricing, so don't wait. Join us today.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Milan, Indiana has an important link to the movies. You just may think it was another town, though.
We did what they did in the movie Hoosiers, only we did it for real.
Rosalind McKittrick lives in Milan, town known as Hickory in the movie Hoosiers. It was a huge sports story when it happened and remains so today.
We competed against everybody. 751 schools, and we come out number one. Worked our way through it all.
At the time, Indiana did not separate schools by size, so everyone competed together. You can still see the huge handwritten bracket here at the Milan 1954 Hoosiers Museum.
All of them were friends and neighbors, the boys that played on this team. We still call these 80-year-old men boys because we love them so much. But they just were small town, and anybody that's lived in a small town knows what it's like. And they lived in the rural area, most of them around the town.
Most of the young men on the team had played together for all of their lives. Four in particular played on their farm with a hoop on the barn. Their makeshift court would influence the way they played.
They practiced all the time and played together. They didn't know they were going to do what they done. They tell the story about that they always went to the right because there was a manure pile on the left of their goal where they played, and they always knew, so they got into this habit.
Rosalind has met many of those on the team. She is one of the volunteers who oversees the museum to the team in Milan.
These men are all very successful, have wonderful families, and you just like them the minute you meet them. And they've been that way all their lives.
So how much of the movie Hoosiers was true to life? We continue our story next time as we travel the countryside. In Milan, Indiana, I'm Andrew McCray.
Farmers around the country who want the latest and greatest tractor technology. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Bigger is not always better, especially for specialty crops, as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Commodity Classic is where what's next in agriculture happens. And this year it's happening in Anaheim, California, February 27th through March 1st. The best ideas, the best equipment, the best education, the best of everything in agriculture. Meet the innovators who are changing the way you farm and be around thousands of positive people who share your passion for agriculture. Grow beyond at the 2018 Commodity Classic, February 27th through March 1st in Anaheim. That's a Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday this year. Discover more at commodityclassic.com.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
Tractors come with all kinds of features, power, performance, and technology. However, the tractor needs of corn and soybean farmers is very different from those who grow specialty crops such as fruits and vegetables. Production farmers need the big guns, but for small-scale or diverse specialty crop growers, it's overkill. Buying large equipment to make the job easier isn't always cost-effective and probably won't fit into the scale of their operation. Kent Brown is a senior product manager at Kubota. He says dealerships love to feature the latest, greatest, and biggest, but they're trying to emphasize to dealers that there are huge markets for specialty tractors.
Especially whenever we talk about specialty tractors, dealers out in California have huge markets for that. But we've also tried to focus on our dealers around the country and say, you've got a market for a specialty tractor, like a high clearance tractor that's used in vegetables, or a low profile tractor that's used in orchards, or narrow tractors that's used in vineyards, because there's those applications all over the U.S.
Brown says there is a market for basic standard economy tractors that don't come with all the gee whiz bells and whistles, but it's important to offer a bit of everything.
Although a lot of this market is moving to more and more and more technology, especially with guidance and precision farming, there's a lot of people that do appreciate a simple basic tractor. And one thing with Kubota, now we've got our simple basic tractors with our M6S back in the lineup. As well, we move up to our M6 and M7 tractors that are more high-end technology.
The best tractor for you is the one that enables you to get the job done effectively. Learn more about specialty crop tractors at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Mandy Becker founded the Lighthouse to provide optimal care for those living with cognitive impairment, applying her experience as a nurse in creating the Lighthouse.
Well, I've been working in memory care departments for many years for other companies and learned so much along the way, and I really wanted to take what I've learned and parts I've loved about it and things I didn't like about it and create what I would consider a wonderful place for someone I love.
Contact the Lighthouse today to discuss available services. Call 562-7980 or visit thelighthouseks.com.
Dark cat. the importance of having a plan. The Farm Journal Report is sponsored in part by NextEra Energy Resources. NextEra Energy Resources is an American company working side by side with farmers and ranchers to harness the power of the wind and create local jobs for small towns. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Putting in a hard day's work, doing the right thing, treating people with respect. American values as true as the wind that blows through our farms. For nearly 30 years, there's been an American company working side by side with farmers to harness the power of wind, creating local jobs and new reliable sources of income for small towns. We are NextEra Energy Resources, an American company, proud to bring clean, renewable energy home. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Find your next piece of machinery with the most trusted name in farm equipment. MachineryPete.com has more than 100,000 pieces of machinery listed for sale from thousands of dealers across the country. It's the fastest site to find and value your next piece of used equipment. Shop with the most trusted name in farm equipment at MachineryPete.com.
If you're not familiar with the commentaries of John Phipps, you might check them out at agweb.com. John is a longtime farmer from Chrisman, Illinois, who admits his annual plan for the farm tilts toward optimism.
Rather than change to more conservative numbers, I decided long ago to simply recognize my plan is 28 pages of what could possibly go wrong. I'm neither surprised nor disappointed when results fall short, and simply begin to deal with the causes and consequences.
Though his plans don't always pan out, John says he values the process far more than the result.
Until you do seriously attempt to create a map to the future, you will allow your worst fears to grow. Of all the benefits of planning, taking our fears out of the dark and onto paper or a computer screen is the best way to loosen the hold they may have on our mood and outlook.
Again, you can find John's work at agweb.com. That's the Farm Journal Report. I'm Darrell Anderson.
This is an Ag Business Update powered by AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. A new website developed by USDA offers a one-stop shop for farmers and ranchers to conduct business with USDA. Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue has unveiled farmers.gov. USDA described the website as a streamlined, single point of online access to agriculture programs and information, along with tools and personal advice for agriculture. Perdue says the website will help producers complete paperwork without taking a big chunk out of the day. The website gathers together the three agencies of USDA's Farm Production and Conservation Mission areas, the Farm Service Agency, Natural Resource Conservation Service, and the Risk Management Agency. USDA says the new functions will be added soon, like an interactive calendar, an online appointment feature, digital forms, and a business data dashboard. Well, demand and production for beef may rise this year, but trade remains a wild card that poses risks to the beef export market, that according to a report out by CoBank. The report says trade uncertainty could hamper the U.S.'s ability to capture market share in the coming years. CoBank says 80% of beef exports are sold to countries that could be affected by ongoing trade pact negotiations. Places like Japan, South Korea, Mexico, Canada, and Hong Kong top the list of countries importing beef from the U.S. That represents 83% of all U.S. beef exports. Now, of those trade partners, only Hong Kong will be unaffected by current trade pact negotiations. Competing exporters that are part of the Trans-Pacific Partnership will gain preferential access to Japan. Exports to Mexico and Canada are at risk with the North American Free Trade Agreement, and beef trade with South Korea could decline if the U.S.-Korea Free Trade Agreement, known as CORUS, is renegotiated, that according to that report out from CoBank. Reliable and relevant, we're AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Market information from Mid-America Ag Network. Still seeing some pressure on corn, soybeans, and Kansas City wheat. March corn is down 2 at 359 and a half. May is down 2 and a quarter at 367 and a quarter. March KC wheat down 1 and a quarter at 461 and three quarters. May is down 1 and a quarter at 477. So still seeing some issues with the Kansas City wheat. Chicago wheat is lower also. Soybeans continue to work the downside. Unfortunately, can't seem to get anything going there. March beans down 6 and a quarter at 972 and a half. May down 6 and a quarter at $9.84. March soybean meal is down $3.80 at $3.2760. May bean meal is down $3.90 at $3.3150. Soy oil, on the other hand, is on the upside. March is up 6 points at $32.57. May's up 6 points at $32.77. So while the beans and the bean meal continue to struggle, soybean oil is on a bit of a roll right now. February live cattle down 95 at 125.90. We've seen some two-sided trades, some back-and-forth action with the cattle today. April live cattle down 77 at 125.35. March feeder cattle way down 260 at 148.32. April feeders down 240 at 149.37. All the later months in feeder cattle are down well over a dollar, some by more than $2. February hogs up 37 at 75.57, but April hogs down 102 at 72.52. So we have issues across the livestock complex, with the early contract on lean hogs being about the only bright spot we've got. March cotton down 61 points at 76.70. May is down 52 points at 78.09. And let's see where crude oil is at the present time. March crude is down $1.67 currently at 63.77. April crude is down 1.57 at 63.50. The U.S. dollar index is up 0.294 at 89.33. Markets from Mid-America Ag Network. Mid-America Ag Network is your one-stop shop for markets, news, and weather. From the planting season to the harvest season to the prepping season, Mid-America Ag Network keeps you informed on the latest trends, discussions, and technology. Plus, with up-to-the-minute market reports and daily reviews on commodity prices, you're sure to make the best decisions as a farmer and family with the best information. Visit us online at MidAmericaAgNetwork.com. We are Mid-America Ag Network, bullish on ag.
White Star Machinery Rental can help you tackle all the projects that come your way. We offer a great selection of Bobcat skid steer loaders, track loaders, and compact excavators, plus the attachments you need. Select the equipment you need for daily, weekly, monthly, or long-term rentals. Don't turn down extra work. Stop by White Star Machinery in Wichita, Topeka, Manhattan, or Garden City to check out our Bobcat equipment rental options. We've got the tough equipment you need to do more tough work. Check out WhiteStarMachinery.com.
White Star,
get the job done.
It's time for the National Farm Report, brought to you by Wink Products Company, makers of quality specialty cleaning products since 1947. Hello, everyone. I'm Orion Samuelson. Cattle producers across the country approve of the beef checkoff program. I'll talk about it after this message.
I know you love your glass ceramic cooktop, except when it's time to clean it. So let me tell you about one product that will leave your cooktop sparkling. Clean. It's Wink Glass Ceramic Cooktop Cleaner, strong enough to remove those greasy, grungy spots and yet gentle enough for smooth top ranges. It cleans, polishes, and conditions smooth top ranges. And special conditioners leave a protective coating which helps prevent scratches. That's Wink Cooktop Cleaner. Learn more at WHINK.com.
Last week, the National Cattlemen's Beef Association held its annual convention in Phoenix, Arizona. About 7,000 people involved in the cattle industry attended the event, and one of the surveys conducted between the middle of December and the middle of January dealt with the beef checkoff program. An independent survey of beef producers found 74% continue to approve of the beef checkoff program. That finding is 5% higher than the survey a year ago. But importantly, the more producers know about the program, the more supportive they are. The survey also found that producers are generally more optimistic about the cattle industry than they were a year ago. The random survey of 804 beef and dairy producers nationwide was conducted from mid-December until mid-January. And the survey found that in addition to stronger support of the checkoff compared to a year ago, a substantial majority of beef and dairy producers continue to say their beef checkoff is a good investment and a good value. Some of the numbers, 76% say the beef checkoff checkoff has contributed to a positive trend in beef demand. 78% say the checkoff has value even when the economy is weak. That's 5% higher than last year. 65% say the checkoff contributes to profitability of their operations. 71% say the checkoff represents their interests. That number 4% higher than last year. And 61% believe the checkoff is well managed. In addition, while fewer producers, 43%, said they remembered having seen, read, or heard anything about the checkoff in the past 6 months, 80% reported the information they remembered was positive. Back with a final word after this message.
Today's farm equipment is expensive, so why not protect your investment with high-quality Senex lubricants from the Farmers Cooperative? Save $10 when you purchase a 40-pack of Senex Premium Grease, or earn a $50 gift card with the purchase of 125 gallons of Senex high-quality lubricants. Offer ends February 28th. See your local Farmers Cooperative branch for complete details. Extend your equipment's life with Senex quality lubricants.
Farmers Cooperative.
I do remember back in the 80s when two separate votes on the beef checkoff program went down in flames. I'd say that they certainly recovered and are doing well. That's National Farm Report, brought to you by Wink Products Company, a presentation of Tribune Radio Networks.
As we know, it only takes one hailstorm to destroy an entire season of hard work and investments. Don't gamble with your securities and futures when hail threatens the foundation of your income. Call Linda Schmitz, owner agent for Linda's Insurance Agency, about a crop hail policy through RCIS and inquire about the two-hour binding time. Linda's Insurance Agency is now at 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
Semi-trucks come in handy for a wide variety of jobs on the farm. Base your truck purchase on age, miles, and its history on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Whenever you're online, Successful Farming is there too. Like us on Facebook, search at Successful Farming USA to find our page. Get tips and ideas we share with people who believe in agriculture. Follow us on Twitter at Successful Farm for timely news and information from our editors. Find us on Instagram and love the latest shot of a silhouette sunset. If you're on the run, find Successful Farming on social media from your smartphone or tablet.
Now you can read Successful Farming magazine on your tablet or smartphone. Each issue includes ideas you can take with you to the field, pasture, barn, or even the shop. With the Texture app, you can enjoy over 200 magazines anytime you want. The Texture app is only $9.95 per month, and you can start enjoying your digital editions of Successful Farming magazine today. Successful Farming magazine is for families who make farming and ranching their business. Visit Texture.com and subscribe today.
Around 5 years ago, semi-trucks built before 2007 with pre-Tier 4 engines were highly sought after by farmers. They would pay a premium for a used truck that was older and had higher miles, so they didn't have to deal with newer emissions equipment. Dave Mowitz is the machinery and technology editor for a Successful Farming magazine and researches the price trends of machinery. He recently did a price comparison between 2007 and 2012 models and noticed that the 2012s are now bringing more money.
There's not being a price premium being paid for 2007 pre-Tier 4 trucks. And in fact, the marketplace has corrected itself, and it's putting a value on trucks based more on their age and their miles.
Semi-trucks are very diverse in terms of features. So in addition to age and mileage, Mowat says you need to hone in on your preferences.
There are at least four common rear axle ratios on semi-trucks. And then there's a lot of other additional features, like a wet kit, a hydraulic system on a truck, aluminum versus steel, or a combination of both of those. There's a wide variety of rear axle weight ratings. So when you're looking into a truck, you really need to examine and put together your list of what you want.
It's also important to dig deep into a truck's past before buying it. Start by getting the name of the seller or previous owner. Ask how it was maintained, how it was used, and why it's being sold. I'm Jody Henke. Hear more from Dave Mowitz at Commodity Classic and also on agriculture.com.
FFA is dedicated to making a positive difference in the lives of students, and Nemaha County Cooperative is proud to support our local youth who take part in FFA to develop their potential for premier leadership, personal growth, and career success through agricultural education. From Nemaha County Cooperative in Seneca.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. United States Department of Agriculture is unveiling a new user-friendly and interactive website that aims to be a one-stop shop for useful information for ag producers. Stephanie Ho brings us the story.
Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue has unveiled a new interactive one-stop website for producers.
We named it something simple so every farmer can understand. It's farmers.gov, and it ought to be the portal to everything a producing farmer needs to know regarding their crops, any information where their farm service agency can be located, any other type of information.
Speaking to reporters at a breakfast, the secretary said the website will be maintained by USDA with the goal of being user-friendly.
If any of us have ever gone to a governmental website looking for information, it's kind of like hunting Easter eggs. You know, they're kind of hidden many times. We want this to be very evident.
He urged farmers to use the site and to make suggestions.
This is going to be a work in progress. It's going to be iterative. As we get comments, we're hoping that our constituents and our users will say, why don't you do this?
This is Stephanie Ho in Washington, D.C.
In other news, farm lending at commercial banks increased during the fourth quarter of last year. Demand for all types of loans except for farm machinery and livestock increased significantly over 2016. Operating expenses continued to make up the majority of loan originations. Loans for livestock made up over a quarter of all new non-real estate loans. The total value of operating and livestock loans increased almost 50% over the previous year, but they're still below 2014 and 2015 levels. Large loans continue to make up the majority of farm loan volumes at commercial banks. Because of high production costs, loans of $100,000 or more continue to make up more than 70% of loan volume. Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network.
Well, you know, cattlemen, having a good working facility not only saves you a lot of work, but also saves you a lot of money. That's right, less shrink on those old cattle and less time in the chute. Hey, if your equipment's in need of help, call Blattner Livestock Equipment Company. They have it all, from full working facilities featuring that cornerless tub to the permanent and portable chutes, pipe fencing, gates. Yes, Blattner Livestock Equipment Company. Their middle name's Livestock. BlattnerLivestock.com is where you need to go to find out more.
Hi, this is Stephanie Austin with the Mid-America Network. I hope you'll join me every day for the latest news and sports from around the region. From business happenings on Wall Street to legislative decisions, we'll keep you informed throughout your day. We'll report on regional sports to the latest happenings from our lawmakers. We'll tell you about fraud and crime and give you ways to stay safe on the road and in your home. Visit us online at MidAmericaAgNetwork.com. We are the Mid-America Ag Network, bullish on ag and news.
KNDY Marysville, KNDY FM Marysville Beatrice, a Deerkin Communications full service station.